You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has announced a raft of measures, including that dreaded thing, a curfew, dusk till dawn curfew. But let me not spoil the excitement for you. Let me let him speak to you. It's Larry for 3 Mob Radio.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
On our African continent, cases of infections are rising at an alarming pace. By yesterday, Africa recorded over 721,000 cases, up from 403,204 recorded cases from the previous week. More than 15,100 deaths have been reported so far, with recoveries at 380,253 cases. Our country, as of this morning, had recorded 1,718 cases, up from 985 cases recorded by last week. This means the number of positive cases increased by over 600 in just one week. During the same period, the number of deaths rose from 18 to 26. Meanwhile, recoveries rose from 328 to 472 in the same week. However, for the first time, local transmissions now exceed imported cases. The former standing at 872 and the latter at 841. Another worrisome development is that more and more cases of local transmissions are being reported at the workplaces. COVID-19 is no longer a problem out there, far and beyond our borders. Rather, it is now here amongst us and in our communities. South Africa, which is both our neighbor and our major trading partner, ranks fifth globally on number of infections after the United States of America, Brazil, India, and Russia. The affinities and intense multi-layered interactions between our two countries mean we have a very serious situation on our doorstep. This is coupled with an upsurge recorded in all our other neighboring states. Therefore, this sobering reality means that we can no longer be complacent, and that requires urgent and decisive measures. Fellow Zimbabweans, these urgent and necessary measures would entail curtailing the freedoms we have always enjoyed and have grown accustomed to. From now on, these freedoms stand suspended and deferred in the interest of all of us, indeed, in the interest of our children and our nation, which must survive, thrive and prosper beyond this pandemic. No responsible government places its citizens in harm's way. Hence, my government will do all it can to preserve and protect the right to life. Accordingly, government has decided on the following measures, which take full effect from tomorrow, Wednesday, 22nd July 2020, until further review and notice. 1. All non-working sections of our population will be required to stay at home, except for purposes of securing food, water, and health services. Where travel and social contact becomes essential and inevitable, every Zimbabwean should and must uphold the four requirements set out by the World Health Organization, which are wearing masks or equivalent protective materials, observing strict standards of hygiene, including the washing of hands or use of sanitizers, mandatory screening in all public places and buildings, social distancing in all public places and at all times. With effect from tomorrow, Wednesday, 22nd July 2020, all business premises must operate from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with the exception of providers of essential services. As of tomorrow, Wednesday, 22nd July 2020, all our security services must enforce a dusk-to-dawn curfew set to come into force daily between 6 o'clock in the evening and 6 o'clock in the morning. Only essential services are exempt from this curfew. All business operations and premises are required to observe and enforce World Health Organization and COVID-19 standards, which include observing social distance at workplaces, wearing of masks at all times, regular screenings, and strict hygiene standards at workplaces. Only registered SMEs which have been allocated workplaces will be allowed to operate, and they must comply with the parameters and the protocols set by the World Health Organization. Our food markets will remain open and operational, and they must observe set measures, rules and requirements meant to uphold public health. Suppliers to markets should be facilitated to reach the markets, including by our security forces. Intercity town public transport and essential transport to all rural areas remain banned. All approved buses and vehicles for public transport should ensure and enforce public health standards, including the screening of passengers before boarding and the disinfecting of all public vehicles after each round trip. Public gatherings for social, religious, or political purposes remain banned. Funeral gatherings remain curtailed. In line with public health requirements, desertion from places of quarantine by retirees and infected persons resulting in the exposure of innocent lives to the virus will be considered a criminal act and invite a very robust response from our law and the public health enforcement arms. Anyone who knowingly exposes, aids, abets, or infects innocent persons, whether by breaching conditions of isolation or by encouraging actions which undermine public health measures which government has announced or undertaken, will be liable and severely punished accordingly. My fellow Zimbabweans, these measures are being taken for our collective safety. As Zimbabweans, we have to win the war against the COVID-19 pandemic. We must minimize loss of lives. I, as the president, will come back to you to announce the easing of these public health measures once the situation is improved. Let all of us, for now, unreservedly comply with these measures. Together, in unity, love, and a shared sense of responsibility, we shall overcome and save lives, our families, and our nation. God bless Zimbabwe, and thank you.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And that's that. That's the voice of President Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing the raft of measures. Some of them is, of course, that businesses will have to run between 8 and 3. And they'll have to close by then. There's a dusk till dawn curfew of 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. All non-essential people or anyone who's not working is not allowed to leave home. So it's essentially it means the schools, the colleges and so forth will be closed. It doesn't seem as if he said anything around restaurants, but I'm assuming restaurants, certain restaurants will still be open from 8 till 3. Or are they essential services? Essential services, of course, means they can get up to 6, probably. We'll see. We'll find out. If we get any more information on this, I'll put it on 3-mob.com. Larry Quinn, so just make sure you go to www.3-mob.com, on Twitter at 3menonaboat, on Facebook, facebook.com/3menonaboat, on Instagram, 3mob.com, so 3mobdotcom. Follow the action on iona.fm, where we're hosted. And other than that, take care of yourself. Cheers.
This is a 3Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com